Student-centered learning environments. The characteristics of the two main types of learning environment, which are: the tutor in a tutor-centered learning environment is the sage on the stage and consider themselves the authorial voice, the source of information. Whereas in a student-centered learning environment, the tutor is more of a mentor, someone who facilitates student learning. In a tutor-centered environment, the tutor transmits information to the students, so communication is pretty much one way. Student-centered learning environments encourage students to bring their own experience, knowledge, and skills into the online tutorials. The tutor helps them all. The students then investigate the subject and blend ideas and concepts to more meaningfully develop their knowledge and understanding over time. They own it. Tutor-centered learning values acquiring knowledge above all else, often lacking context, such as getting the tutorial group to read a particular chapter simply because it would be assessed in the next test. But authenticity is the order of the day in student-centered learning. How can I use this information in real life? How can I apply it? Does this information have relevance for me? Now let's just muse on this thought. What might happen in each of these learning environments? In a tutor-centered learning environment, traditionally the instructor will stand at the front of the room, lecture for an hour, and the students take notes. The instructor has the prominent role. Where the students play less of a role, they are simply empty vessels waiting for the information from the tutor. In UK universities, in traditional face-to-face teaching, the lecture is still the most common technique used in undergraduate teaching, even if they put them online. It's often said tutor-centered learning promotes an individualistic approach, putting students in competition with each other. Online tutorials in distance learning are very important because they give students the opportunity to work collaboratively. It's a more supportive culture where people share, they build on each other's learning. So which type of learning environment do you think the OU favours when it comes to its online learning and tutorials?